Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The FDA will release new regulations for mammograms because those screenings can sometimes miss tumors in women with higher breast density. Nearly half of all women in the US fall into this category, including Stephanie Chekalinsky of IdeaStream Public Media. She takes us along for her annual mammogram.
Can I get your phone number just to bring you up in the computer?
Sure.
I do this every year in the fall. It's not the most fun I've ever had on a Monday night, but I do it because my grandma had a double mastectomy when I was about 5, and my daughter isn't much older than that now. After changing into my hospital medical gown, I walk into the cold, dimly lit room, and I'm greeted by radiologic technologist Cheryl.
What I usually do first is I need to check to make sure that you don't have any moles or anything on your breast, because they can show up if we don't mark them.
Okay, take a look.
I'm sorry if my hands are chilly.
I have to admit, her hands are a little cold. Cheryl begins to adjust my body into the machine, and I'm feeling a little vulnerable as she does her work.
So I am going to start with this right side first, so I do need your right arm out of the sleeve.
Okay.
She tells me to hold still so she can take a clear picture.
All right, Stephanie, hold your breath again. Please don't breathe.
Cheryl jumps back behind a screened enclosure after she claps the machine down on my breast to ensure the best image possible. It's difficult for this machine to get a great picture because I have dense breast tissue. That means I have more glands like milk ducts and fibrous connective tissue than fat in my breasts. It's common. 40% of all women have it, as do 70% of women in their 40s. Dense breast tissue slightly increases the risk of breast cancer, and the dense tissue sometimes makes it more difficult to detect with this regular mammogram. 38 states in the District of Columbia have laws that require some form of notification about breast density after a mammogram. In a statement to us, the FDA says its proposed changes would require patients in all states to receive detailed information about their breast density after their screening. A handful of states have expanded insurance coverage for breast screening. Here in Ohio, a new law that took effect this fall requires health insurers to cover additional exams, including MRIs and molecular breast imaging. I mean, I'm calling for that 3D mammogram. That's what I'm hoping to get an appointment for. Cleveland Clinic radiologist Dr. Laura Shepherdson says these kinds of mammograms called tomosynthesis create a 3D image of your breasts, making it easier to see through that dense tissue that could hide cancer.
If you have something at the top of your breasts and then something overlaps on the bottom, we don't have to call you back and do all those extra views to prove that it's nothing. It's benign tissue.
But different medical groups make different recommendations about when to start annual mammograms, even for people who don't have dense breast tissue. Some say it should start at 50. Others say at 40, especially for Black women, who researchers say have historically died of breast cancer at higher rates than white women. They're also more likely to get it at a younger age.
If they do a full risk assessment and they determine, holy smokes, you have 5 sisters, 3 of them have breast cancer, your mom had it, a grandmother had it, then that takes your risk that much higher, and you should be screening with MRIs.
Shepherdson says women should talk to their doctors about their own risks, weigh the benefits, and then decide.
Some patients, believe it or not, are going to say, no, I don't want that extra screening. I don't want that extra challenge in my life.
Before the new law went into effect here in Ohio, insurers would not have necessarily paid for my additional screening, leaving me and others like me to pay out of pocket or deal with uncertainty. The doctors I talk to say these scans could potentially save thousands of lives. The first step, though, is scheduling a mammogram, which won't prevent cancer, but can enable doctors to detect it early.
All done.
For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Chekalinsky in Cleveland, Ohio.